We're always looking to better ourselves, but I would say, yes, five goals and none in the other end. And clean sheet was more pleasing than anything, to be honest. First of the season, and yeah, that's great for everybody, the back four's confidence. But I think the defending started from the front. The midfield lads were very good as well tonight. And throughout the team, as 11, it was, and the lads that came on as well, so it was 14 in total. All did their part in getting the zero at our end and the five in their end.
A few changes to the team, was that with a view to Saturday?
Partly. We got a good result on Saturday, but I didn't think the performance was outstanding. Not what we'd particularly want, but the result was very good. So I think, obviously, we brought two lads in from Gillingham on loan, and we just changed a couple of things around as well. We've got a good squad here. It is a squad game. Everyone needs to play their part, and it showed tonight that we have got a bit of depth in the squad as well. Hopefully, I'll go back to Gillingham, and the medical team will look at him and as bad as we think it is, but it's not looking great at this stage. But obviously, Jack played the full 90, and he did very well, and I think they made a difference.
You got them both for a month, though, in theory?
Yeah, we've got them for a month. Yeah, we'll just have to assess it. Obviously, Jack's still available. He's still fit. And we'll just have to see how Alex goes.
And just on fitness, Stefan Galinski, he'd be all right for Saturday, do you think?
Got a bit of stiffness in his hip, a little bit what he had on Saturday. So just precautionary, taking him off there. Again, he'll need to be assessed because we don't want that to become a major problem. But at the moment, he seems to think it's manageable and it's okay.
Good. Josh Moorman, he got good service today, but he delivered the goods again.
Yeah. We know what Josh can do. We've said all along, and it was quite ironic, really. I read his programme notes before the game, and he said I need an early goal. And if I do, I might actually get a hat-trick. And first minute and last minute, he's got two goals, and obviously one in between that as well. And yeah, I'm pleased for him. He worked very hard. I said to him before the game, he didn't work quite so hard on Saturday, and it was, you know, getting back to some old habits. Tonight, he's worked his socks off. He's grabbed the headlines with the three goals, rightly so. But there was many good performances out there from quite a number of our players, which was pleasing.
What's your form like in the FA Cup? Will this be the furthest round you've been?
To be honest, it's my first time as in management. My previous club, we didn't actually enter the FA Cup. FA Vars, we got to the quarterfinals last year, so that was quite an achievement for us. But certainly the FA Cup, it doesn't hold great memories for me as a player, which I'd rather not touch on. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. Obviously trying to keep the momentum going with the lads and obviously progress to the next round. It's a really, really exciting, you know, the oldest cup competition in the world, and they're always great occasions. And if we can get quite a lot of Corby fans across there and make it a real sort of atmosphere, it's only going to help the lads.
Chris, you must be very pleased, very proud of how things seem to be turning around under your management here.
Yeah, it's still early days. We're not getting carried away. It's not just myself. It's obviously Mark Peters has come in and Ian Jackson on the coaching staff. And the players have got to take a lot of credit as well. I mean, they're the guys going out and playing. OK, we've tweaked a few things and what have you, but it's still those guys that are going out across there and are making things happen. So, yeah, it's very, very pleasing. Still early days. We're only just into October. Still got a lot to do, but it's nice to be out the bottom three.
And just a final one, bit of housekeeping. Ricky Miller, has he gone elsewhere now?
Yeah, Ricky's gone and got some games at St Ives. He'd been on our bench for quite a number of games. And it was a case of, look, we need to get players out. We haven't got a reserve side. Let's get them some games because we may need them back in our squad very shortly. So it's no point them sort of losing their fitness and sitting on the bench and not getting the games. And we'll look to get a couple of others that are on the fringe potentially out as well. In readiness to come back, so they'll be, you know, be fully fit if we do need them in the future.